Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Easter holidays came out. Come and gone was nice. Another long weekend coming up. Freedom Day coming up. So it's all about celebration one way or another, right? But here's a heads up. In America, in Tennessee to be exact.
Tennessee.
You see, a new law has been introduced that says that drunk drivers have to pay child support if they cause the death of a parent in that accident.
Ooh.
Think about it. Child support. If you cause the accident and kills a parent. This comes after a drunk driver was convicted and sentenced to 11 years in prison for hitting and killing a police officer who was a parent as well back in 2019, right? Now, the police officer's family are suing everybody. I mean, from the drunk driver, obviously. The bar that served the drunk driver drinks and even the city, because the city didn't maintain a manhole cover that also caused the accident. Like, these are the consequences they're talking about in America for drinking and driving. And I agree with it. I love what they've done here. They traced her from Engena in the bar. How long you were there? Because obviously at the bar, there's security.
Yeah. Cameras,
right? You're born. Right? Hey, shots, it's on me. Another round, drink. Woohoo! Uh-huh. Oh, wapuma wen. Wangeni motwing. You drove. A police officer's trying to help out with this manhole that doesn't have a cover that's properly done. You crash into the police officer and kill him. He's a parent. Ah, they're suing everybody, John.
You reckon that's fair? So they're holding everyone accountable.
Don't you think that's fair?
I'm trying to put that situation gig with drinking and driving.
You better.
And how they can trace us. Imagine, Thomas, if they were to trace us. If they were to say, okay, you are in an accident or go up 21, no problem. Let's go back. Bega gupo, bega, say hangout.
Ah, why are you choosing hangout?
And then there's cameras everywhere. Mm-hmm. They see the bottle coming.
Mm-hmm.
They see. They see I'm a shot.
Uh-huh.
They see her bleed. They see everything.
Sparkles.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all of us would be in prison, eh?
But I like the fact that everybody's in trouble here. And you are paying for my kids from now on. Because now my family must suffer because of your stupidity. Oh, fam. You don't think that's fair? Come on.
It may young too, Sabo. Because I'm not gonna sit here and act like I'm innocent. Never.
No, I know.
Never. No. You too. Never. No, we're never gonna sit here.
No.
We can never do that to the listener. We can never do that to the public.
Can I answer for myself?
Oh, just say Thomas and I, manch. I say, hey, the name of the show change.
Can I speak for myself?
Okay, go ahead, fam.
I hardly.
Serious,
but I hear you.
But let's be responsible. Let's be honest, Foot. All of us are guilty here. And sure, those measures, Thomas.
No, I love them. No, fam, come on. Kai family man, listen, as a society, do you think that we are enabling drunk driving? Like we turn a blind eye behind don't do it again. Kind of scenario. Think about you and your friends. I'm sorry, Skuma, think about you and your friends. How irresponsible you guys are when you and your friends. Man. Also, by the way, what's your view on how our laws and law enforcement in general deals with drinking and driving? Are the consequences like that severe in our country?
No, they're not.
Should we change it? Why should we change it? There's a lot we're talking about this morning. On a Monday morning, and we need Papa last as well.
Exactly.
086-00-00959. Call us on that number. Send a voice note on 063-6880-959. Kai family, let's talk about how we handle drinking and driving in our country, how we deal with it. Send that voice note as well, 063-6880-959. And the tweets, Kai on 959. We use the hashtag Thomas and Skumba.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
7 minutes away from 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, Kai family. We want to talk to you about how we deal with drinking and driving in our country, especially how we enable these damn irresponsible people who drink and drive. We turn a blind eye. Your friend is a drinker, but you let him leave. Yamaz, ya puma. Yes, kid. Yamiega. Bye, church. Cheers, friend. Call me when you get home. Tell me. And I like how in America, in Tennessee to be exact, they are tracing you from the point of you accident, getting into the car, and where you were drinking.
Oh.
And we sue everybody. car. Shimza, see you again. Listen to this voice note.
Our law enforcement likes coal, so they will never win this battle. This is KGS from Soweto.
But we're changing that. Come on, aren't we? Like, come on. Like, cops aren't doing that anymore so blatant. Or are they? Why are you anonymous? Good morning, anonymous.
Let us talk in driving any topic. The story is all the carton wheel in about 9. We take it half a check here, quoting. Give man with 10. The motor has the gravel in a visa, my boy is a man boom. I'm a phone number for my telemedical tree. I'm a bitch, but I'm a book manager and student in a walk.
And Yaguva,
tell me now,
tell me.
You know, come out in a basket beside I for when is only for wash you.
I will tell you, I said, the man who's a member of my license. No matter to make about food, I find the patatin of my license.
Thank you, my dad.
Thank you,
he's so honest. Tet license,
suspect. Tet license. Oof.
He's back behind the wheel this morning, huh?
Oh, Yamba. He's
Yamba. I can go fresh.
Mara is at it.
I don't know if it's a good thing. Oh, there's more coming through.
We love it in the morning. Well, first of all, let us be honest. We are not dealing with drinking and driving. It happens every day and it happens very frequently. Now, the idea of us being able to trace where the driver was, who served him and all of that. Guys, I camera kamamuyangkaza ekoneni lakuzwa khona kuhlala phezulu kwa magrid. Uyomtrace kanjani lento le? Hi man guys. We are not there as a country. First of all, I think as a country, first thing we need to do is to make sure that individuals understand, respect, and adhere to the law. Before we even go, we are really, really stretching it.
My queen, I also feel that we should be afraid of the law. We should really be afraid of the law. The consequences of if I get caught doing this, there are some serious consequences, not just Coca-Cola. What's your view on how our laws and law enforcement generally deals with drinking and driving offences, huh? Mkuruli, good morning, says Zola.
Good morning, Butkumba. Good morning, But Thomas.
Morning, my guy.
Sure, ukhuluma nomkhulu la ezona mfethu. Le nkinga le ngiyayizwa futhi wami, ngiyayizwa le nkinga lena. Manje ngicela ukwazi mina lana, ngiyasibona isigwebo sase-America, ngicela ukwazi la, mabazongilanda mina, kungukuthi bengisemaboneni, angithuzanga. Zangize ngiphuze emaboneni, but ikhamera iyangibona lapha, ngikhuluma ngazathi ngiyaphuza. And then ma ngiphuma lapho ngendlini, safe. Basebatrace abhekhi le nto le, nami ngithole lapha, simisa kanjani lapha.
Were you in an accident, Chomium?
No, total. Angizange ngibe involved in accident. Angithi bazotrace abhekhi.
Kaloku, right, ba akho accident, akho nto that needs to be investigated. Ba, you were in an accident. And yes, they trace about where now you were in an accident and then who said this whole thing, but bungaphuzi, then it's a different case altogether, but you're still facing charges of the accident.
Oh, I know, I understand.
Please,
man,
please.
My mail numbers are going, just phone man. I need a driver.
I think on the drinking and driving situation, there are laws, but it seems like we as citizens cannot obey them. And sometimes you as a person need to just tell yourself, I won't drive when I'm drunk. It's not all about you need to be told, but you should know, there are consequences. It's either it's an accident or you get arrested. Even though some they don't, but still, yeah.
Hi, Thomas. No, we don't have law enforcement in South Africa. People that drink and drive, they just, have their way. They have party on the roads. A few years ago, somebody crashed into our yard and the police never did anything. They just, came and took the car. A few days later, as we were following up on the case, they told us there was no evidence to do anything with those people. Whilst the car was there, there were pictures. The car was impounded. Nothing ever happened. Walked away scot-free.
On the other side of 7, you know who I want to hear from? People that have been arrested for drinking and driving. What happened after that? You know, they arrest you. 4 or 5 hours later, they release you. Because the sober in Yana Manj. Exactly.
I've been arrested.
Oh, you've been? What happened?
Long time ago. I was young, man, learning life.
And
it was silly, man. Like, we were having dinner. My friend goes, drop me off, Anthony, no problem. I'm just dropping Island Jakotuka. Ah, on dropping off friend, roadblock. I'm like, damn. Got on gene pass input. Took me to the police station with everybody else when the bus was full. Eventually, I was nara sober by now.
Uh-huh.
Got there, got a fingerprints, younger leway, come back to court, gave me a date, went to court, had to pay a fine. Yeah.
How much was the fine?
I learned my lesson.
Oof. $500. You are.
Hey, wait. 1,000.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Let's talk, Kaya family. Are we dealing with drinking and driving the right way? What should we do? Huh? Remember, we've been talking about how we're not even scared of our own authorities when it comes to drinking and driving, and we should be. The fact that that judge thought he could get away with it, John, when he plowed into someone's house. No names mentioned, we know whom. He thought he could get away with it. I'll take you to court. We both need a little video. The pictures of him. I was born.
That judge.
But
with that judge.
Okay, I'm not going to go there. Reggie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, we love it in the morning, Jen.
Hey, Tara.
So, Jen.
So, Reggie, how's it?
All good, better.
Yeah, I'm not now, Jam.
But we are drinking, driving, enjoying food, too. I mean, food next.
Why?
Nenya Jam, la pae, Jam, visa. Oh, Jam, before, Nenya Jam, here, for whatever, for me, drinking, driving. Chinese, like, carry, asha, baba, in big time. So, Nenya Jam, la pae, Jam, visa. Chinese, I'm cool, I'm back to drinking, driving, but, yeah, I did it.
Sometimes you need to be strict to your friends so that they learn.
You are enabling. I love that. Anonymous. Wow, you're anonymous. Good morning. Anonymous.
Hello.
Yeah, my daughter. We'll leave anonymous for a second. Let's get to the voice out quickly.
On the street, on the air. Skumbano Thomas, mawathatha ama license. Abanye babuya bavala amehlo one eye. Siba kubutenge imoto bashayisa, but akukho enough. Mawatha atwe.
I love it in the morning. Let me tell you, being able to trace, that we can do. Insurance industries are already doing that. Tracing, Gutsi, when you had your accident, well, VIP, and all those things. We are able to do that. That's not a problem. The thing is, we as citizens are not very responsible. We are not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We need to adhere to the law, and that's it. As the wind lock, that's the problem.
My man, Ufulu fellow say Tembisa ne Uti and Abisi hang out, and who? Okay, you tell the story. Good morning.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Good. How's it, my guy?
Good. Hey, my daughter, Ziyabuya, I don't want to lie. The earlier comment that I'm a police, they still take money. There is no such thing. This one time I was arrested in better 4,000. I even offered to give it to him. All of it. I think not. No.
I love it.
And unfortunately, I had to go face the consequences. Number two, this past Saturday, in spite of all that has happened before, I decided, let me just go and chill and eat. I have drinks. Seeing my wife when I got home, crying, changed my whole perspective, because eventually she started asking me, but if these two kids, should anything happen to you, what will happen to us and them?
Yeah.
So again, it's not worth it. We still do it, even though we have seen consequences, because we're always thinking and living on the edge, thinking it won't happen to me. But hey, I say again,
before you go, what was the consequences of you being caught drinking and driving?
I was arrested at Tembisa. I slept at Ivory Park police station. 6 months later, I had to go and stand in front of the judge, and I had to pay acknowledgement of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, I'm a public servant. Luckily enough, it was long ago. Now it has actually been expunged. But to be very honest, if this thing were to be found again on me, chances are I can even lose my job. I cannot even get considered for any promotions or anything. Where I am, I will stay where I am for life. For chance, it's not worth it.
Thanks for the call, fam.
Shaka.
Anonymous is back. Let's hear. Anonymous, good morning.
Hello, Bu Thomas.
Hello, how are you?
Right.
What happened?
Ubaba, ngiphoyisa lomthetho. Mara, uyu driver, but nama family gathering. We are driver, and no ubu chupa.
My name is Kuzi.
I feel it's right, and he's been doing this for iminyaka.
Excuse me. So when I'm seen, then take it out on the family. Oh, I'm the law. Who's gonna say you, Lord? That. But since when come like in that land?
Nah,
in that land.
I think, you know, taking a license would help, or suspending the license, paying a fine. Mm-hmm. But you know, when my brother got arrested for drinking and driving, I was begging a police station in Ogoti, they must keep him for about 2 weeks to a month, because that accident not only damaged people's cars and infrastructure, like and the car he was driving wasn't even his, it was just an added expense. I was literally begging them to keep him there, because this drunken driving, it doesn't work, and my authorities, they do not enforce it.
I think at the same time, Thomas, they do enforce it in a way. A friend of mine, not to mention his name, got arrested, ne?
Yeah.
Gone. I'm a police station. And when they start taking my fingerprint, now, that's another level of criminality. You know? It's a case now. Back charge. Mm-hmm. Now we need to wait and go and get a bail. So they do enforce the laws. Not like it's very.
You said in a way.
In a way.
It's not consistent.
That's not
why you think you can get away with it. There's always a loophole.
There's always a loophole.
Shouldn't be. Kai family, let's talk.
Mina ngikhalimeni routine divisional bright silala siminyile like king imoto zangena emajardini izolo day before ingenile yashaya igate lomuntu yashaya nebonda la se next door yakhona that sound too senhlala nithukile nje ukuthi imoto zizongena ejardini abalimaza abantu abazilimazi nabo patraumatize nathi thina sihlala sesiminyile siminye ukuthi imoto zangena ejardini
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Just the way players play. But we don't play with this drinking and driving situation, eh? Do you think we should change our rules one way or another? How do we face the consequences of being caught drinking and driving? We see the tweets coming through. We'll get to the voice notes in a second. Here's a tweet coming through from Kruger saying, for us citizens to respect and fear the law, those who need to enforce it need to do that too. But I think they need to take away our licenses for a good 10 years. If you're found to be drunk and driving.
Veteran Msonga says, my friend was drunk, came across a roadblock, gave them a cold drink. 1 kilometer from the roadblock, he was involved in an accident. So even the law enforcement agencies don't adhere to the law.
But the consequences, man. You see, if you can trace where you've been, where you were drinking, even the owners of these venues will think twice. Think about it. Kai family, what are you saying here?
Okay, guys, mina drink and driving, I used to do it a lot. And then my dad was involved in a serious car accident, dead drink and driving. Mm. So, I mean, it had to take that for me to stop. I've stopped. If I go out drinking, get via Uber. Oh, guys, there are so many services out there whereby if you've had few drinks, you call them, they come pick you up and they drop you off, which is safe. You pay from as little as 300 rand to, I think, 1,000, or it depends on your kilometers, but then you know you're safe.
We love it in the morning. I was once stopped, I was drinking and driving. Ubaba omdala, watsokuthi ngimcabuze, azange, athi azongampani ungibopha. He kept me there for like an hour, azitshokuthi ngizotshesha amabayenzi, ngihleli kule WCAP yapho. Ngahlala ngathi angeki, ungampani ungibophe.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on Kaya 959.co.za.